Hello? Hi, I don't hear anybody. Sue, can you hear me? Hello? Hello? You can hear me? I can't hear myself. I can't hear you guys. You want me to just chat it up? Well, I could do that. But isn't this weird? Okay, so we're sitting here trying to talk on the radio, and we can't hear each other, which is so bizarre. And let's see, today we were going to talk about signs and... Okay.
Okay, so we're sitting here trying to talk on the radio, and we can't hear each other.
So
bizarre. And...
Okay. So, I don't know if you guys can hear me. So, I was trying something else, and it came up on Skype, and of course, there was a delay, so that threw me. So, I just closed that up. And... Let's see. So some of us have got Skype up. I'm sorry, guys, that you are out there wanting to talk with us, and we're just busy not being able to talk to each other or you. This is terrible. We have had more buggy problems lately with this station. So I'm hoping that we'll get that all sorted out and you won't have to sit there and listen to dead air. And let's see. So today we were going to talk about signs and to how would you know? Do you ask for a sign? Some people actually ask for signs. They ask the universe to tell them, to give them an answer to whatever it is that's weighing on their minds. And they might say, please, I need to know, should I move to Dallas, Texas? And could you give me a sign by Saturday? And, you know, it sometimes that shows up. And that sign could be, that could be anything. Maybe you're driving along in the car that same day and the song comes on about Texas. Woohoo! Okay, that's your sign. That's a good one. So, wait a minute. Let me see where everybody else is now. So, yeah, there's a lot of problems dialing in. And so... We'll talk some more about, so when you're asking for a sign, ask for a time frame. You know, give me a sign. I would like to know within 5 minutes or the next day or by in a week. And say it out loud. Please give me a sign by midnight this Saturday. And then notice. Ask to notice it beyond a shadow of a doubt so that you are going to know, yep, that's it. Or you're not going to be wondering, was that my sign or was it my sign over here? And let me see here. I'm just checking. Okay, I was just checking to see where our co-hosts are. And sometimes you can ask to see your sign a certain number of times. So I might ask my spirit guides to give me a sign 3 times so I can make sure it's from them. And you could say, give me a sign for 2 times or whatever you like. And then be open after asking for a sign. Make sure you're open to receiving that message. Keep your eyes peeled on everything. It might land on a word in the newspaper or something on Facebook might pop up. And those could well be the universe answering you. And so there's sometimes, sometimes it's in repeating numbers. If you keep looking at the clock and it says 11:11 a.m., or then you see 111 on signs or billboards, and or you keep seeing signs like 444 or 555, those are signs, and some of those are actually angel numbers. And I'm going to wait and let my other co-host talk about angels, but they're still trying to get in here. System, okay. Okay, can you guys hear me, or am I talking to myself? Okay, I just shared that little message. Oh, Melody can hear me, but for some reason we can't hear her. We can't hear Susan. Arg. Okay, so repeating numbers and angel numbers, I'm going to leave those for Melody. Songs, sometimes you will hear your message in a song. It may just be a certain line in the song. It could be just something maybe that you can't even get out of your head. You know, maybe it's an earworm, those songs that just go on, and you wake up in the middle of the night and you're still playing that song to yourself. Sometimes it's even in the background running in your head when you're thinking of other things. I mean, those are weird. There's a reason that that keeps playing. What is it? That is for you to figure out. There are, let's see, repeating events. Feathers. So feathers can be a sign from our animal totems, obviously.
Totally.
I hear you.
I'm here. Let's see if we can get my Melody in here.
I'm so glad to have somebody talk to.
Yay!
Woohoo! So we
okay,
were talking.
So,
yeah, go ahead.
Which I know you covered. Which signs did you cover so far? I'm sorry. So.
Well, that's okay. You guys have been busy trying to figure out what's going on with the system. So we're talking about asking the universe to give certain time frames. Like, I'd like to know within a day or 48 hours or a month, and asked to have that sign to beyond a shadow of a doubt, or to ask it to repeat itself a few times, or to for us to notice certain numbers that keep repeating. Let's see. And songs. And I had just come up to feathers, so I was kind of jumping around there.
Well, along with the song, sometimes I know that the messages will come through in conversations, like bits of overheard conversations.
Yes.
Or something that you turn on the radio, or, you know, something, like if you just turn on the TV randomly or switch back and forth, and then somebody says something on there, and it's just like, oh my gosh, that totally fit the question that I asked.
Yes. Those are so exciting.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
And I think they happen more often than we are aware of.
Well, once you start listening for it and you start picking up the cues and clues like that, then you totally become aware. And
yes,
you pick it up a lot more quickly, a lot more often, and a lot more distinctly, I think.
Yeah, that's a good point. And sometimes our signs are, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, sometimes our signs are?
Taking us to our totem animals.
Right.
So, you know, hence the feathers. Sometimes it's that feather is a totem animal, and there's something in that particular breed of bird that is your message. A blue jay. Maybe you need to get really bold about something. Or maybe it's a raven, and you just... It's time for you to pay attention and listen and then say, share your powerful message with other people. Okay, just throwing that stuff out there.
Well, and two, you know, I go walking a lot of times in the nature around me, for example. And
right.
It's not only the feathers that I see, but also the animals that I see.
Right. That's always exciting. So
yeah,
what do
definitely.
You see? What kind of animals do you see there?
I live in really, like, so I see bunnies, which I am, you know, rabbits. So I always associate them with abundance, what's the word, fertile. You know,
fertility, definitely.
yeah. I see everyone vultures.
Yeah.
So I look those up, and they actually can fly. They glide a lot. So a lot of times, it's a message to conserve your energy and resources, and
that's
to
a good one.
Yeah. And the other day, I've been hearing a lot of cuckoos. Like, it sounds exactly like a cuckoo clock. You know, you're just
really?
It's like this. Oh, yeah, totally. And somebody told me to keep money in my pockets because they can be symbols of wealth. Yeah. But my husband told me that actually a cuckoo will go into another bird's nest. And push out the other egg.
Push the baby out.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, they're kind of rude that way.
Yeah, totally. And so I usually, when I'm thinking about symbols, then I think about the characteristics that go with the animal as well. What do they do? What do they mean? What is their, you know, meaning? And that gives me a lot of information about the symbol and the meaning of the symbol.
Right. And
so
and then depending. Yeah. Is Melody on?
Yay, I think she's in.
Yay. Whoopee.
Melody?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yay.
There you are.
Okay.
It only took a little while.
Yeah, sorry everybody about the issues and delays here, but I think that might be a sign for the next time too.
I think you're right.
So,
we got
it. And Melody, I don't know if you heard, we were talking a little bit about totem animals and seeing different animals and how do you interpret them? You know, what kind of symbols?
I used to, when I used to meditate and study about dream symbology, sometimes if you meditate and think about the characteristics of that animal, that might help you realize what you need to do. So, for example, if a lot of times you see signs of squirrels everywhere, like on a billboard or in a movie, or you meditate and see a squirrel, maybe that means you need to prepare. Save up money, prepare for the winter, prepare for something. So that could be a sign too, not just objects, but animals.
Right.
So when I went on a retreat way back up in the mountains, And I was exhausted and really wanted to spend time by myself. So I rented a cabin way up above Nevada City in California. And the first day that I'm there, I look out the window and there are two bears working on this tree. They were out there working on this tree, getting all the grubs, knocking everything loose, and I knew that was confirmation that I was meant to take this time away from work and regroup and relax. But it was very cool.
Yeah.
I had to step out and get some video of it.
Not too close, hopefully. Bears
on my life. Not too close, yeah. After that, I was a little careful about walking in those woods, too.
Right. Oh, I
can
imagine.
But maybe we needed something, like maybe we need animals that leave us kind of scared or in awe so we notice it. It's kind of like that big stop sign to say, notice me, this is your message.
Well, that's a good point, you know. And sometimes when I see a coyote run in front of me or a fox, I take it that particular day that animal is sharing something, that there's something about that I need to know. You know, if it's a bobcat or whatever, that was going to be my animal that day. You know, not for the rest of my life. The bears weren't my totem animal for the rest of my life, but I do think that it changes with your situation, and they come and give you those messages.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, definitely. Well, if you guys would like to take a break from our conversation for a moment, and we have a caller who's been holding for quite a while. So would you guys like to do a mini reading for this caller?
Please.
Yay.
Okay. Let's bring him on. Hello. Thanks for your patience. Who are we chatting with today?
Tamika.
Hi, Tamika. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
Good.
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Where do you live, Tamika? Where in the world are you located?
The state of Delaware.
Delaware. Oh. Cool. Are you getting hot weather?
We've had a couple of good sunshiny days here. Probably hot to some, but I love hot weather, so.
Oh.
Yeah, me too. Not as hot as Arizona and California have been, but.
No, it's going to be 100.
It's really hot.
We're going to have 103 again today where I live.
Oh, gosh.
Ooh, it was 106 at 9 o'clock at night the other day.
Wow.
Oof. So, Tamika, what's your question?
So, let's see. I am going to my home state, which is Ohio, here in a little bit, and I was wondering if you saw me getting a job there because I've always found it hard to get one there, and I've had a couple of calls, but I'm not sure if they'll go through.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see what kind of symbols we get. Now, my question to start off with, Tamika, have you asked the universe to give you a sign about whether or not Ohio is the best place for you to be?
Yeah, I've actually been thinking about maybe I'm destined to be somewhere else, you know, but I just don't know exactly where for sure. Now, my son mentioned he wanted to go to California, but
okay.
I don't know if that will happen for sure.
Okay. Ladies, what do you have?
Well, I pulled two cards that kind of forced themselves on me, and one of them It looks like you're concerned about missing an opportunity. Are you moving to Ohio because you're bored or discontent with where you are now?
Yeah, a bit.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if I should stay here or go there or somewhere else.
Okay, so it looks like you can look around. You're missing opportunities where you are now. But also focus on what you have and what you want to have. And really communicate that vision. And if there's somebody in your life who can give you, somebody who's creative, who can give you advice on where your life is going, why you feel that Ohio might be the place to go, or do you have some opportunities where you are now that you just haven't opened up to looking at them as opportunities yet? So that's what I'm getting, is that there's some avenues and opportunities where you are now, and you might want to check those all out before you decide to go. So that's what I'm getting. What are you guys getting?
Oh. Melody, you want to go ahead?
I was like, you know, where we go? Well, I got that you are going through challenges at the moment, but that you need to go ahead. I'm getting a little hesitation, a little bit. You need to advance steady. Don't give up. Don't give up on yourself. You need to have that strong warrior mentality. Okay, if this is what I want to do, then I'll go ahead and do it. If you do it now, then it won't be done. I'm getting also that you want to reconnect with your healing of yourself, too. That's very important. That popped in there. It seems like, I think by being that warrior, we also need to take time to recognize ourselves. So it looks like they want you to, by concentrating on helping yourself, this could be mentally, this could be physically, you can then have that warrior mentality when going through your challenges. I do see something changing for you if you do these things. If you take time to heal and you do have that warrior mentality of punching through everything, you're going to be working with other people. Try not to deny that. Work together as a unit, as one, and try not to, there may be faults in this group of people, but try not to get hang up on those faults. Try not to be suspicious of anything involving you and a group of people. Once you release the control of what you think should be versus what is, then you will start to inspire yourself as well as others, and the rewards will come.
Awesome. So,
okay.
One quick question, though. We're supposed to get a little bit of money. Do you think that would help? Is it enough, or do you think it's just something to get through?
I really
we don't even know when. Like, we've been waiting, it seems like, forever.
Right. It's going to be something that's just, okay, it's coming there. So definitely, I feel like it's being held up by other people who are trying to kind of, you know, I don't want to say compete with you for the money, but they're checking it out to make sure that it's all, you know, all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. But
yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah. And you just really have to, you know, I got the Five of Wands and the Five of Swords coming up with that. So it was really just something about, you know, competition, everybody having competing goals. And so even though the money is supposed to be yours and it's supposed to come to you, they're just kind of holding it up because they want to make sure that it's exactly perfect.
Okay, yeah, because even my oldest daughter was worried. She's like, I don't know, man. Seems like a lie. And I'm like, no, I'm sure something will come out. I'm sure. Hopefully.
Right.
We're all worried. Because it's under their dad, and we know how he is. So that sounds right.
Okay. Yeah, and maybe instead of putting all that energy, like that fear energy, and, you know, this goes back to what Melody was saying, and that warrior energy, that, you know, be an advocate for yourself. Call the people who are holding the money and say, hey, you know, I've been waiting, and we were supposed to have this money, so I wanted you to check on this. Because sometimes your file gets put down to the bottom of the pile, and then if you call, it goes back up to the top of the pile, kind of thing.
Okay.
You know, I pulled an oracle card for her as well, and it says the same thing that you just said. It says shift your energy, and it says for you to release any worry or fear that you have around this issue. And look at other things now. Put this on the back. Shift your energy. Don't fill it full of concern and worry right now. You've got other things that can take all your energy. So don't put it here. This will happen the way it's supposed to.
Okay, so I shouldn't really get too worked up about my bills then, because sometimes I get really scared that I'm going to fall so far behind, I'm never going to get back up.
There's that, like, mental health I was telling you about. So be the warrior, but also focus on your healing energy. Because if you are the warrior, you also need time to take breaks. And that's by worry, your mental health is going to go down. So you don't want to do that. You want to dust yourself off and keep on going straight.
Right.
Okay.
And it's easy to get caught up in worries about money. So easy. And you can freak yourself out and, you know, wake up in the middle of the night. And it's so unproductive. It stops you in your tracks.
Wake up first thing in the morning.
Yeah. It stops you from achieving what you are going to achieve, you have to put it aside and focus on the things that you can do now that will make a wonderful difference in your life.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good luck. Definitely.
Yes, good luck.
So, Michelle, are you still there?
I am.
Okay.
I'm here too.
Okay.
I'm here too. I know what to say.
It's so nice that you guys are here now.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I know what it is when you have to, like, take over a show. Like, hey.
Yeah.
So one of the things that you just mentioned and we just talked about was that focusing negative energy onto financial situations or onto any situation where you just start worrying about things.
Right.
And that's really, it can be really detrimental to, like, because of the law of attraction kind of thing, you know.
Exactly.
It can be like worry is like praying for the things you don't want.
Oh, that's a good thing.
It is. It's detrimental to moving forward because it can freeze you in your tracks. You know, worry becomes fear. And there, unless you're crouching behind a rock because there's a mountain lion coming by, then...
Or a bear.
Yes, or a bear or a couple. Then you do not need to be living in that place of fear because that stops you. It just as thoroughly as it stopped you to hide behind a rock and hide from the lion. I mean, you're not going anywhere. You're stopped. You're not breathing. You're holding your breath. You aren't thinking about all the great things that you could be doing. No. You're thinking about, how do I stay alive? And it just spirals. It's not good, not healthy. It's not healthy for the people around you, for your loved ones. It's, you know, when you catch yourself doing it, try to find a way to stop right then. Take a big deep breath all the way down to the bottom of your lungs and hold it and push it back out and do that again until you realize, really, okay, there's nothing standing next to me that's going to hurt me right at the moment.
Right.
Good to go.
Exactly.
Good to go. Yeah.
Well, what's funny is I pulled the card, I didn't pull one, but I got a card of the week on Sunday, and this week is all about facing your fears. So it's funny that we're all talking about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all about recognizing what the fears are and then facing them and how we constructively handle those fears.
Right. And, you know, we pull fear into our body. We can feel it. Our heart tightens and clenches. And things that we feel in our body, we can make real. So it's so important to, in place of that, feel something that you love. Maybe it's the look on your child's face, or the how you feel when you're cuddling your dog or your husband. Those love feelings, pull those in, replace the fear feeling, and really feel that good feeling and let it take you back to where you need to be, because that is a powerful. It can change you in an instant and the people next to you.
Right. Like the what is it called? Like the heart energy, when it expands and it, like, you can express it outside of your aura as well.
Yes, yes. And there are a lot of studies on the heart. There's a company called HeartMath, and there are a lot of scientific studies about the emotions that we feel in our heart, and from there we send those messages to the brain. So what we're taking in is affecting us, and we've, you know, it's so easy to take in fear.
Right.
So, okay, I'll get off the soapbox now.
No, but Melody was
a good message.
Something. Oh yeah, totally, definitely. But also, like, it starts to affect even your, like, electronics and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Like, yeah.
Because we're energy. We're energy. We're just scattering that energetic bomb everywhere we go.
Totally. And I know I've had that happen when I'm frustrated or just really, you know, kind of out of sorts, and I sit down and do something, and my computer, like, my whole system crashed when I was trying to get into the show.
No.
Today. I was like, well, I guess I have to restart again. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And I don't even think it's retrograde yet.
No.
It's not.
Is it? I don't think so. I would feel a bigger thing. But yeah, it's mine too. My electronics have been crazy.
Oh, but today was the solstice, so it's a really energetic time anyway. So.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, when it comes to, like, facing my fears and stuff, I'm usually more analytical. Because sometimes I can shift my focus from fear to love. That works. But other times, realistically, I can't do it quick like that. I have to kind of down and breathe with myself and realize, am I fearing, why am I fearing it, and let it go through my system.
Yeah.
Then I can, okay.
You know, I think too, it helps a lot when you've got some Reiki fine.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know how to do Reiki. You can really work on some healing for yourself.
Yeah.
And it's a nice thing to be able to offer your clients.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that it can be so powerful and positive, and it doesn't need to be like right in the same, you know, area. You don't need to be in the same house to send Reiki to somebody. You can be, you know, across the world from them.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. Definitely. We have another caller, so I am going to bring that person on. And, are you ladies ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. Hi, caller. Thanks
Hello.
For holding. Hi.
Hi. My name is Seema. How are you ladies doing today?
Good.
Doing well, thank you.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. What was that?
Seema. It's Seema.
Seema. Oh, pretty.
Thank you.
So, what can we help you out with today?
Can we look at, I can ask any question, like career, anything like?
Sure.
Okay, I just wanted to, I don't mean to cut you off. I just started this job that I'm with. It's going to be 2 months now, and I wanted to see if you can tell if I'm going to be here long term and how they feel about the work that I'm doing.
Okay. Well, I just pulled three cards, and I almost feel like this job isn't really a good fit for you. To be honest, it doesn't use the skills that you feel like you have. Like, you don't feel like you can shine in this job. You feel like it's a job, and I'm grateful to have it, but it's not, like, really what you want to do, ultimately.
Yeah, you're 100% correct.
Okay. But the people there are nice enough.
Yes, they are nice. My supervisor is kind of like on and off every so often. But other than that, I do get paid good, and it's new, and it's something that, you know, would give me experience and stuff like that. In the beginning, I really like it, but the more into it, it's just, I think it's more the atmosphere is not for me.
Okay. Well, I would start putting feelers out for something different. I got the lovers card too. So this means that you're going to have to make a choice between, like, kind of, I feel like the money and something that really kind of, that uses your skills that you feel really powerful and that expressive in. Seema, did you hear that? Can you hear me?
No, I didn't get. Yeah, you got cut off.
I have
to express it.
Okay. Yeah. So I just feel like you need to start looking for something else that's going to be a better fit in the long term.
Okay.
Ladies,
what you're saying is correct. I'm going to start looking for something better.
Okay. Okay. Melody or Michelle, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I got a couple cards here. One says that you are safe and supported while you change your career.
Oh, wow.
So that's pretty direct. And also, I got something about counseling. Are you interested in counseling people? Do they come to you and ask you for your advice?
Not lately, like in the past. It used to happen a lot, like with past jobs and stuff like that, but the only thing I can think of is maybe I need some counseling. No.
Well,
I
maybe
don't,
maybe a career counselor. Maybe a career counselor would be good for you, unless you already know what you'd like to do. But there are Go ahead.
No, sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
That's okay. No, talk. I want to hear you.
No, I'm actually doing accounting business and finance data analyst. It's something that interests me a lot.
Yeah. Oh, good. That's excellent. So you're going to school?
Yes.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that definitely supports that career change and, you know, feeling supported too. So, Melody, did you have anything to add? I'm sorry, Seema.
I have a little bit. I only got a few cards, just a tiny bit of cards, and it's just a little nudge. It's saying that you need to watch out for the signs like we've been talking about today. So if there's a sign about something, make sure you pay attention to it. I also have kind of what Michelle was getting at. I feel like you're getting, and I say feel, I feel like you're getting a little stressed out, a little too stressed out, where it might affect your health. So I really would like you to pay attention to your body and the signs that your body gives you. I think that's what I'm getting told right now. So you have your guides and angels around you, but you need to heal yourself now. So get started on helping heal yourself. And if I'm getting another sign of groups of people, so if you need people to help you, like around the house, if you feel like you're doing too much, don't be afraid to ask for help. Or if you, like Michelle said, if you feel like you need to talk to somebody or have somebody help you other than yourself, do that, because you don't want to run yourself too ragged thinking about this or doing something. There is help. But I get health is going to be a big thing for you to focus on yourself. And then when that, you know, materializes, when you feel good about yourself, that's when I feel like the opportunities may open.
Okay, thank you for that.
It's kind of like a little endurance test. So once you get your ducks in a row, then that's when the dream job or the job that's right for you will open up. It's because when you're ready, it will become available. So watch out for the signs.
Okay, I will.
Great.
Perfect.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
thank
good
you
luck.
Very much, ladies. Have a good day.
Thank you.
You
bye.
Too. Thanks, Seema.
Bye.
Bye. So we're going to have to do another show about signs and symbols because we're touching on it, but we're getting a lot of callers too, so it's great.
Good.
But and I think it's really important too to tell people that they don't need somebody to interpret signs for them a lot of times. I mean, we can verify things for them, but a lot of times it's keeping your own eyes open and allowing yourself to see a symbol like Michelle seeing the bears. You would think something completely different than I would about the bears. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. I think that we are the best interpreter of our signs and our dreams. You know, we know what those things mean to us, even if we don't know that.
Oh, totally. Totally. But a lot of times, I mean, people like to have that validation or verification that what they see is what somebody else sees. And especially when we're like the three of us are very studied about symbols and things.
Right.
I think like something as simple as a color, like we were talking about Reiki and, you know, chakras and things. Some people see the color red as anger. And others see the color red as love, and others see the color red as passion. So it's like three different, different things.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Well, and each person, too, depending on what they're going through at that particular moment, might interpret it with any one of those.
Yeah, that's true. Like, where your emotions at the time, maybe you're meant to feel that emotion because it switches your perception.
Exactly. Exactly. So we have one more caller waiting, and I'm going to let Melody start out this one, and then hopefully we can get back to some more symbols.
Yay.
Sounds good.
Cool. So hang on one moment. Thank you so much for your patience in holding. Who are we talking to today?
I'm Christina. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing well, thank you. And you?
Hi, I'm doing well, thank you.
Great.
Enjoying listening to you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, good. Do you have any particular questions?
No, I was just going to see what Spirit had to, any messages for me or anything they want to tell me.
Sure. I pulled some cards for you. So you're welcome. I see that, is there something that you're trying to accomplish or do at the moment? Is there like a goal that you have? It could be a hobby. It could be a job. It could be
something
you're passionate about. Okay. I kind of get in that you, are you feel like you're doing too much at the moment on this or no?
I'm really not doing too much about it. I'm just putting applications here and there just for part-time because I was at a full-time position, so I'm just looking for part-time.
Okay. So this is kind of good because it's saying that they don't want you to rush into anything. So the fact maybe that because you didn't want to do full-time and you're doing part-time now is kind of a good thing to do because it helps you sit down and focus on that at the moment, you know, to take that off your plate, if that makes sense. I mean, there's a reason why you went from full-time to part-time. And I see that whatever situation this is, it's going to be in your favor. Is there something going on with conflict at the moment?
With what? I'm sorry.
Is there conflict at the moment? Do you feel like there's something adding up?
Not in my life. I could say like in my my immediate family, like my husband and my children, we're all fine. But my husband's family's having a little issue with each other, and my mother-in-law with one of her children.
Okay. So this, I know this is going to sound funny, but this might be a message for them if they can relate to this more than you can, and maybe you were meant to pass it along. But I see that there's going to be peacemaking in the future. I don't know if you will be a catalyst for this because I'm giving you the message. There's like a reason. So it seems like the message is for them to slow down and take time. Maybe the because I'm getting a vision of somebody like sitting in a chair. Maybe it's a time for you to sit them all down and let them know that, you know, life's too short to have all these complications. Because I'm seeing a slate being wiped clean and coming together of everyone, coming together. So you might help with this situation. And I know I probably couldn't have got something more specific on you, but if I'm getting this message, it's meant to happen. And then there will be clarity within the situations. And then you will calm the conflict. Well, I'm getting a lot of stuff doing with people, multiple people in conflict. So it seems like you might be a catalyst for this change. Oh,
yeah,
that makes sense. So. Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing that this is a whole big thing of people and stuff going on. But you might be that clarity that comes in and tells them to think about things. the best you can. And try not to think about things too much. Use your intuition when you sit down with everybody and try to keep the peace. But I do see this eventually, if you do calm everybody down, I do see their peacemaking, and I do see that there is change. But everybody has to work together. All have to work together to help this situation, if that makes sense. So don't try not to let anybody try to be on their own. If you see problems in the future about, you know, him using, try to get everybody together. Maybe it's an intervention, I don't know, but it's something with a group of people that you're going to help bring together.
Okay, I will keep that in mind.
Okay.
Awesome.
Michelle, do you have anything to add, or?
I don't, other than for you to use your intuition as you move forward in your plans. Just, that was the message I just got, to use your intuition. And you have it. And you know you have it. So just be aware of it and listen to those messages.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay. Well, yeah, I got pretty much, well, I went back to your regular, the question that you had initially about, you know, just kind of, I saw what came up, and it looks like you don't want to fight anymore. Like you just like kind of probably going from full-time to part-time work was something that you chose your priorities, and you wanted to put your energy into something that was a lot more fulfilling because you just didn't feel like the team was working very well together anymore. And that was a kind of shadow aspect of it. And you're usually somebody who's really, you know, both of them mentioned, you know, you being a catalyst for this change. And I do see you being, you know, kind of the person who everybody kind of can go to with their problems, and somebody who really has a lot of patience, a lot of experience with life. And because you're going into a time where you can really take a rest and a breath and take a step back, then you can share what you have with other people and that knowledge. So that might even be something that you apply to your part-time work as well.
Okay. Thank you guys for all of your great, your reading. Thank you. It's been great. I'm
you're
trying
welcome.
To soak it all in and write it down. And thank you. Have a blessed day.
I know it was
day.
A lot.
Thank you.
Thank
care.
You, Christina. Take care.
Bye. Okay, bye-bye.
Good luck.
Bye. Thank you.
Wow, so that one was, you know, more of a message for kind of the peripheral of her life.
Yeah.
It's like they kind of knocked me. Like, I'm looking at the cards, and I'm like, this doesn't feel like a career to me. They kind of knocked me off my butt. I was like, okay, I guess I'll follow.
Definitely. Well, sometimes, too, you know, people will ask one question, and then the cards come up, or the messages come up for something entirely different, like you just mentioned. And so it seems to be, you know, that they know the guidance that needs to be given at the...
Right, right.
And
I think...
it was like in the beginning, you can tell I was trying to make sense of the first card, and then the more she kind of said stuff, I was like, okay, this is why my intuition is not pulling me towards career. It's pulling me towards something else. Even though I wanted to give her a message about her career, it's not the message she needed right now from me.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and she mentioned addiction, too. And addiction can be something that doesn't only touch one person. Like, it affects entire families, entire communities. And so, you know, like you were saying, Melody, and I think you mentioned it too, Michelle, that people need a lot of support, and it's not just them, but it's also within the family environment to get that support.
True.
Yeah.
That's very true. I think that's probably critical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because once a person thinks they're doing it by themselves, it might not be enough. You need someone else
yeah.
to help.
Right, right. You need to well, know that you've got love.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and they see that connection, you know, the more that they study addiction and things like that, they say that connection is kind of the, one of the causes, or the lack of feeling of connection is one of the causes of addiction.
Oh.
So, yeah. I read way too many articles on the internet, but anyway.
Yeah,
holy.
There's been a lot about it on the news lately, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because in the United States, there's that opioid epidemic that's going on right now. And a
yeah.
lot of, yeah. And that's...
Yeah, sad stuff.
Very, very. Well, I think we can almost bring our conversation about symbolism into the next conversation as well, if you ladies wouldn't mind
cool.
doing that, because I know Melody mentioned some interesting things while we were chatting today that I would love to get some insight and hear her view
mm-hmm.
on them. And I know you have a lot of experience as well, Michelle, and so I'm really like looking forward to continuing this conversation.
It'll be fun.
Yes.
Good.
Yay. Yes.
So
we're
a new
of...
time next week, right?
Ah, yes. So
okay.
new time, new day. We're going on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central Time, and that's 10 a.m. Pacific time, is that correct?
I'm going to take your word for it. It's
yep.
what we figured.
Okay.
And 10 Mountain Time. Yep.
Okay, 10 Mountain Time, 10
yeah.
Pacific Time.
Yep.
And then that, I think, is 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. That sounds good. I'm going to go in and update all of my info here. To 10 a.m. and I look forward to it.
Wonderful. Hey, we have
Yay.
One more person waiting. Do you guys want to do a quick reading or should we?
Sure.
Yeah, we can.
Okay. It's not going to be recorded and I don't think it's broadcast, but we can see.
Yeah.
We can
it's
bring the person
live,
in.
It's not live, but it's recording, I think.
Okay. So... Thanks for holding.
Hi.
Welcome. Hello.
Hi.
Who are we?
Hi. I'm Evelyn, by the way.
Hi, Evelyn.
Evelyn, hi.
I'm calling from California. I'm enjoying the show, ladies. Thanks for the messages there. They've been really, spot on. And like you said, the previous caller had said something was going on with her family, so... I definitely agree with you that the message was probably for her husband's family.
Oh, thank
yeah.
you.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you for saying that.
I want to know what message, in terms of love, simply because I feel like everything in my life is ready. I have my career, my home, and I don't have a children and I don't have a husband. And I've made bad choices in life when it comes to men, men that were not available emotionally. And I let that go, and I'm like, you know, I'm ready to find someone who's emotionally available and who chooses to spend, you know, their life with me. And I want to know, hopefully that's going to happen this year.
Wow. I just drew a card that it's called Nine of Water, Nine of Cups, and it said it's a love life. So I just got goosebumps. I just got goosebumps for you.
Awesome.
I'm thrilled to hear that. That that means it probably is going to happen this year, because I hope it does. I'm ready. I've been ready.
Well, that is like the wish card to get, especially regarding relationships, and it's a card of satisfaction, and yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
So it's, so it's confirming. It's confirming what I'm hoping will happen.
Exactly. Melody, do you have anything to add, or?
Yeah, I feel like if you if you do the right thing and you have an open heart, clarity will come to you. So I know things might seem a little foggy right now in terms of your love life, but, you know, just be you, have an open heart. I also am being told that we kind of try to find solutions that work for everyone, so there is unity, and if we respect others' opinions, we tend to, if we don't, we tend to push them away. But this goes back to having an open heart and being acceptive of other people's opinions and not looking at them so harshly. I also feel like let go of control a little bit when trying to find a relationship. People realize that we both have our faults. Now, I'm not telling you not to use common sense, but I think if we try to let go and have an open heart and realize that there's faults in everyone, that it can come easier for us to find what we're looking for. And don't have to be suspicious of everyone that you meet or everyone that you see. Things might look funny on the outside, but actually things are what they're meant to look like sometimes. And if you do good and do what you love, you said you have a career and you're getting things in order, as long as you turn to what you love to do, that will show on your aura, that will show on your outside. Again, being with an open heart is coming around full circle in the cards that I'm seeing. So as long as you've got all that, then I see positivity coming your way in terms of having that great relationship.
Okay. Something you mentioned was, you know, not to be so quick to judge, and that's
mm-hmm.
been me, and so glad you mentioned that. I told myself I need to work on that. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Sounds perfect. So, good luck then. I know we're all rooting for you.
We are. I want to hear how it goes.
Yeah, definitely. Call us back and tell us when you meet him.
Exactly.
Or her. So.
Well, you ladies enjoy the rest of your day, you know, still early, so you're able to go out and do some fun. Thank you so much. Have a
thank
fun
you.
Day.
Okay.
You too. Thank you.
Take care, Evelyn.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Evelyn.
Bye.
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 So that wraps it up for today. We had a wonderful evening of readings, and you guys are so fabulous to be here chatting with. So,
well,
you too.
I just love the way you guys read. Can I just say that?
Oh, thank you.
The
I
feeling
do.
Is mutual.
Oh,
yes.
Pshaw. Oh, that was good.
Well, at least
okay.
We're all humble about it.
We're so
that's a good thing.
I'm all
so,
like, you guys rock, yes.
God, I know. I'm sitting here listening, thinking, wow, you guys are amazing. I don't belong on the same show as you.
Of course you
oh,
do.
Stop it.
It was fun, fun. Okay.
Yeah, so
next week.
Next week, new day, new time, and I will get the advertisements made and everything all scheduled out, and hopefully
okay.
We won't have so many technical issues next week. So
yeah,
that was so weird.
Yeah.
So, and I sent you a picture that should be high res.
Okay, cool.
Instead of that pixelated mess, and I thought the banner looked so cute.
Ah, good.
When you said
it
the
really.
Three, like when you said the Charmed ones, I thought of the show Charmed. There was like three
oh,
of us.
Yes.
And you went three the Charm, and I was like, oh my God, that's so cute.
Oh, we're the charmed ones. Uh-huh. We need a big book of shadows.
God, okay. Like she's a charm or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a witch, but, you know, I just thought it was so cute.
Yeah.
Aw. Cool. Good, good. No, it's just our third show together, and there's three of us, so I thought it was cool.
I like it. Okay.
Okay. Well, ladies, have a fabulous day, and I'll get everything. I probably won't get it to you tonight because it's getting late here. So.
Yeah, it is late there, isn't it? What time is it?
10 after 11. So.
Oh, see, that's way too late to me. Okay. So tuck in, and we'll talk to you later, and I'm sure we'll see each other on Facebook.
Yep. You guys know where to find me.
All righty. Take care.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, see you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
See you. Bye.
Bye.